It's just after 5 and it's slowly beginning to become light. The season has turned. It's towards the end of summer now, and the leaves are beginning to yellow and fall, and it's getting light later. Normally this time when I get up, it's quite strong, the light already, and even patches of sunlight. But now it's still grey. You can hardly see 100 meters. I'm sitting on the porch having my coffee, and I thought I'd let you listen to some of the sounds of dawn here on the farm. You can hear a turtle dove. There was just a paradise flycatcher with its tweet, 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 tweet. Beautiful liquid sound. In the background, you can hear laughing dove. There was the flycatcher again, and there are robins and thrushes singing in the background. And that one was a black-eyed bulbul. Another, the bulbul again. And that was the flycatcher. I enjoy picking the different sounds out from the general simmer of birdsong. There was a grey heron now with its quack, 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 quack. I hope you could hear that. Some hardy-dar ibises far away. They overpopulated, I'm afraid. They don't have any natural predators. We have the black sparrowhawk, and they take birds from time to time, but there are not many of them. We also have spotted eagle owl, which is a powerful predator, take doves from time to time. That loud tweeting is also the paradise flycatcher making some performance about something. I'm not sure what irritates it. It's quite an irritated sound, that. There we have our favorite hardy-dar sound. In the ceiling just above me, I can hear the bats scratching themselves into their day sleep positions. I love them too. I just heard cattle mooing in the background, and that reminded me there are 3 calves that I need to treat this morning. 2 of them have got diarrhea, and the one has got foot rot. They need to come in to the kraal, to the cattle press, so that I can treat them. The calves are now too strong to treat in the veld. You can't hold them down. You're very likely to get hurt if you try it. So when they need to be treated for anything, or any of the, of course, the grown-up cattle, you need to bring them in to the homestead where there are facilities. So let's see what the day brings.